Good morning. I want to begin our service this morning by lighting a candle in remembrance of Lynn Kaliva, who is a member of the wildfire community and our sound technician guru. Lynn died unexpectedly this week on a family trip to Big Bend. And we light this candle this morning and hold his longtime partner, Janet Spencer, and the family in our hearts.
I want to welcome you all to Wildflower Church on this beautiful New Year's Day. Please rise in body or spirit as we sing our opening hymn, number 389, in your gray hymnals, gathered here. My name is Michelle Baker, and I am this morning's lay worship leader. I want to welcome you all to Wildflower Church, a Unitarian Universalist congregation. We are a liberal faith, not requiring any doctrinal test or allegiance to any creed for membership. We have chosen a heritage that places the final authority for religious questions, not with a particular book, not in an institution or church, but with each individual based on our own conscience and lived experience. Today, I want to give a special welcome to our first time and returning visitors. And today, we also welcome our fellows in spirit from Faith Presbyterian Church. May you feel warmth and the welcoming of this congregation. Please be sure and join us for refreshments and conversation in the community room, which is just to your left as you exit the sanctuary. And as we note in our order of worship, assisted hearing devices are available in the foyer, so if you'd like to use one, just please ask a greeter and they'll give you a hand with that. Our musicians today include Elke Batis, Jason Crow, and Duncan Lego. And now let's take a moment and welcome the folks sitting near us, especially those you don't know well. Today we remember those we've lost. We release habits and ways of being that no longer serve us, and we set our intentions for the new year. It is a day of ritual, and as such, we will be welcoming the elements and spirits of the four directions, in addition to lighting the chalice to create our sacred space. I invite you all to rise for the chalice lighting. In addition, please feel free to rise and move with me as I face each of the four directions. The directions may not exactly match the layout of the sanctuary, so just please follow my lead. And today, Dee Adams is going to assist me with the chalice lighting and the four candles representing the four quarters. Spirits of the North, join us on this first day of our year, bringing with you your solid earth, your hopes, your soil holding seeds of what is to come. Hail and welcome. Spirits of the East, join us today on this first day of our year. Bring with you your vision, your clarity, your wind bearing the breath of life. Hail and welcome. Spirits of the South, join us today on this first day of our year. Bring with you your move to action, your power of transformation, your blanket of warmth. Hail and welcome. Spirits of the West, join us today on this first day of the year. Bring with you your understanding, your release, your rivers of healing and purification. Hail and welcome. The flaming chalice is the symbol of Unitarian Universalism. It represents strength, unity, and illumination of mind and body. As we light this chalice on this New Year's Day, may you reflect on this powerful, on what this powerful symbol means to you. May it bring you all that you need in the coming days and months. And if you harbor doubts, bring this flaming chalice to remind yourselves of our precious, loving community. Our circle has now been cast. Blessed be.
Today marks the end of another year and the beginning of a new one. It is our custom to remember those members of Wildflower who have died during the year now ended. As we did for Lynn Kaliva at the beginning of the service, we light a candle for those who have passed in memory of our connection with them. For a time, they were a part of our beloved community. Their efforts joined with ours, and their presence enriched us. For this, we are grateful. We light this second candle in memory of Don Young. His compassion and courage in the face of great loss led us in times of our own pain. We also honor the lives of your friends, family members, and dear four-leggeds who have passed during this year. Let's pause in silence and call out the names of those whose memory we wish to have held by this community. Blessed be and amen.
Good morning. Hopefully the children will come up and join me, even though there's not many, and any other adults that are willing. I have some beautiful pictures to see. This book is called The Dandelion Seed. And today we're talking about transitions, and this is a book about transitions. Thank you. It was autumn in the garden. All the flowers had died and dropped their seeds. Only one seed was left, a little dandelion seed who was afraid to let go. But the winter wind began to blow. The stronger the wind blew, the tighter the seed hung on until it felt the wind blowing right through it. Has anyone here been afraid to let go, to try something new? Maybe a new class you have to go to, afraid to start kindergarten or first grade. I know I was. Oh, I was so scared. Then the seed left the garden behind. It became part of the wind and was carried away. The world was bigger than the seed had ever imagined. It was also much more frightening, more lonely, and more beautiful. The more the seed saw, the smaller it felt. It wondered where it belonged. The seed landed when the snow began to fall. It listened in silence as peace covered it like a blanket. Beautiful snowy seam we don't see here. Finally, spring came. Sunshine warmed the air and the soil, and the little seed began to grow tiny leaves and roots. Its leaves spread wide to gather the sunlight. Its roots reached deep to drink fresh rain. Soon the seed flowered into the bright, delicate dandelion it was meant to be. Did y'all know that dandelions are more than just a weed? They're very important to the bees. Sometimes they're the first flowers bees ever get pollen from in the spring. It shared its green leaves with deer and rabbits. It gave sweet nectar to bees and butterflies. Then, almost overnight, the life that began in one little dandelion seed ripened into many more. They each became part of the wind and were carried away. All except one. "Don't be afraid," whispered the dandelion. The wind and the sun and the rain will take care of you. Let go, and you will see. You will see. In this congregation, we are all wildflowers, and we are strengthened by being a part of this church community. Whether we are transitioning into a new classroom at school or doing important social justice work out in the world, we support each other and we thrive wherever we are planted, and we bring beauty into the world. Thank you. We're going to go to our classes now.
Now, if you would, please rise in body or spirit and join me in the responsive reading, which is in your order of service. I will read the regular type and you will read the italics. In between, liminal, that space where we wait, between moments, events, results, action, no action, to stand on the threshold waiting for something to end and something new to arrive, a pause in the rumble of time, awareness claims us, alert, a shadow of something different. Liminality, a letting go, entering into confusion, ambiguity, and disorientation. A ritual begun, pause, look back at what once was, look forward into what becomes. Identity sheds a layer, reaches into something uncomfortable to wear. Social hierarchies may disassemble and structures may fall. Communities may revolt or tempt trust. Tradition may falter or creativity crashes forward. Leaders may step down or take charge. The people may choose or refuse. The purpose of this church is to encourage all who gather there to grow more generous in spirit and in action. This is the great end of all the world's faith traditions, to bring the human being closer to the divine by acts of creation and compassion. We now take an offering that allows us to exercise that all-important generosity of spirit, an offering that will support this self-supporting church and its many ministries. The ushers will now collect the offering. If you are visiting from Faith Presbyterian and would like to make an offering to Faith, an offering plate is also available to you in the foyer, which you may put your offerings for Faith into as you leave today. Thank you so much for your generosity. Most religious traditions have understood the element of water as the great purifier, which washes clean and makes new. It is the teacher of the mysteries of life, death, and rebirth. Springs, streams, rivers, creeks, lakes, pools, and ponds, and oceans are compassionate healers, relieving actual and metaphoric thirsts. Water in our lives is the power of purification, the healing balm of compassion, and the mystical presence of creativity. Rumi said, be a full bucket pulled up the dark way of a well, then lifted out into the light. Stars burn clear all night. Do that yourself, and what a spring will rise in the dark with water your deepest thirst is for. The new year calls us forward, filled with mystery. As we turn toward that new year, we take a final glimpse of the past year and reckon with all that it held for us. There are baskets moving through the aisles with pens and some dissolving paper. Take a piece of paper and reflect on the year behind you. Consider what you might leave behind today. What parts of our lives, what things, what ideas, people, ways of living have become obstacles to our becoming the people that we want to be, the people that we need to be? What's holding you back? What's getting in the way of you living as fully as you'd like to? What might you wash away? What will you relinquish? Write a word or two on the paper. Nobody will see it except you, the water, and the universe. For the next few minutes, music will invite you forward so that you can put your paper into the water. As the water takes the paper, let it go. The water will do the rest. After the service, we will responsibly return the water to Mother Earth. After you have written your thoughts down, you can line up along the outer sides, outer aisles, and then return to your seats down the middle. And Dee will be there to assist you in moving. So I'll give people a couple minutes to write. Our water is here to my left, your right, of the altar. Whenever you're ready, you can go ahead and start coming up. If the past year held joy and growth for you, may that sweetness continue to bless you. If the past year held pain and bitterness, may you be relieved of those burdens and renewed for the journey ahead. Let us look to the new with hope, with curiosity about its many unknowns, and with faith in our strength to navigate it with grace. The warriors at Standing Rock in North Dakota are still braving blizzards and the harshest of winter conditions to ensure that there is still clean drinking water for our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. Other tribes are doing the same thing in other parts of the country with other pipelines. And people worldwide have joined us in this struggle and prayer. This prayer is in remembrance of them and to hold them up in strength, safety, and health. It is attributed to Chief Yellow Lark of the Lakota in 1887. O Great Spirit, whose voice I hear in the winds and whose breath gives life to all the world, hear me. I am small and weak. I need your strength and your wisdom. Let me walk in beauty and make my eyes ever behold the red and purple sunset. Make my hands respect the things you have made and my ears sharp to hear your voice. Make me wise so that I may understand the things that you have taught my people. Let me learn the lessons you have hidden in every leaf and rock. I seek strength not to be superior to my brother, but to fight my greatest enemy, myself. Make me always ready to come to you with clean hands and straight eyes, so when life fades as the fading sunset, my spirit will come to you without shame. Please join me in silence. Fire is but one of the elements that we are welcoming in our service today. It is one of four elements that take a central part in pagan traditions: earth, air, fire, and water. Fire is associated with the south, with heat, with the noonday sun, which we can all appreciate here in Texas, with the absence of snow. It is often thought of as an element of action. It facilitates rebirth. When babies are born, they and their mamas must be kept warm. Some plants require fire in order to germinate, and forests need periodic wildfires to keep underbrush in check, and indeed, wildflowers need fire too. Fire is an element that is born of the sky in the form of lightning and also of the earth, as when flint is struck with metal. Earth has fire at its core. It is often thought that the people have an inner flame. Even the Holy Spirit is represented as a flame. But fire is also a destroyer. It is dangerous to life itself. It must be respected and even controlled. As such, fire is a powerful element. However, one must remember that it is balanced with the other three elements. Earth, air, and water can all put out a fire. There is a push and pull, a give and take among all four elements. As I think of how fire affects my life, I've come to realize that it is often absent, unless you count the fire pit in the backyard that's used every full moon, every new moon, every Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, anytime. I hold beliefs deep within me. These deep-rooted beliefs represent the element of earth. They lead to ideas about what to do about these beliefs. These ideas, and even plans, are represented by the element of air. Personally, I tend to be a very emotional person and often struggle with the element of water. Sometimes my emotions just overflow like, you know, an overflowing cup, and it's hard to get a grasp on those. But fire is a quandary for me. I've been struggling a lot lately about our Unitarian Universalist first principle. You know the one, that every person has inherent worth and dignity. I tend to expand on that in my own beliefs to include plants, animals, and the earth. I try very hard to treat all kindly and with compassion, not because they deserve it, but because it is inherent. It's inherent within them. But these days, when I try to voice this opinion, I get shut down. I'm struggling with relationships with members of my own family whom I love dearly because of my beliefs. And this is not the first time that this has happened in my life. In 2011, I wrote about the death of Osama bin Laden. And at that time, people were rejoicing in the streets, celebrating his death. I wrote, "I cannot celebrate today. He was still a human being. He was a son, a brother, a grandson, perhaps a grandfather. Death touches more lives than you can imagine. It affects even those who are not related in blood or in friendship. Like an insect walking on a spider's web or a stone thrown into an undisturbed pond, extreme actions like killing of another being have repercussions. Osama bin Laden's death will affect the world in its own way. In order to have true peace, we must, as a species, practice the peace that we want to experience around the world." I wrote those words in 2011, and I truly, truly believe this. I believe this about Hitler. I believe this about Saddam Hussein and other people who have done monstrous, monstrous things. I include those who belittle any person or group of persons. I include bullies and those who may be misguided. Don't get me wrong. I don't condone their actions. I don't agree with them when they perpetrate hurtful ideas and actions. I don't support them with my time, my money, or my vote. In fact, I fight against them as vigorously as I can, but sometimes I don't. Sometimes I read and reread about the atrocities of the world and just become overcome with sadness. It's that water again, that emotion. And then I read some more. I think a lot. I think, oh, what am I going to do? Who am I going to write? What can I do? I'm one person. I don't hold any power. I don't always act. This is where I become paralyzed. I find it necessary to commune with the element of fire, of action. I find that I have a lot of beliefs, ideas, and emotions surrounding this first principle, and I'll say it again, the inherent worth and dignity of every person. I know what to do, and I have a list. I have a list in my new, brand new Moleskine book. I have a list. I can write letters, I can make phone calls, divest, demonstrate, vote. For this new year, I hope to harness this power of fire and do more. Whatever you believe, I urge you also to act. Do whatever you can as your own small person to change the world for the better. Sure, it will be different for every single person. And no one has to agree on what those things are. But that's just it. Every person has inherent worth and dignity. Everyone is loved by someone. Across millennia, human beings have lit lamps or torches or candles in religious rituals. Are they prayers? Are they remembrances? Are they unspoken hopes and desires? Whatever their meaning, the lighting of candles captivates us still. The very least you can do in your life is to figure out what you hope for. And the most you can do is live inside that hope, not admire it from a distance, but live right in it and under its roof. And that was from Barbara Kingsolver, the novelist. Now I'm going to invite each of you to light a candle on the altar, symbolizing your individual hopes for the new year. If you would prefer not to come to the altar, please raise your hand and we will bring the fire to you. As you're lighting, we do have a microphone available that if you would like to share some of your hopes and dreams for the new year, feel free to do so. And again, if you want to come up and light candles, just line up along the outer aisles and we'll take turns from either side. Spirits of the North, we thank you for your presence today. Stay if you will, go if you must. Blessed be. Spirits of the East, we thank you for your presence today. Stay if you will, go if you must. Blessed be. Spirits of the South, we thank you for your presence today. Stay if you will, go if you must. Blessed be. Spirits of the West, we thank you for your presence today. Stay if you will, go if you must. Blessed be. The first circle of the year is open, but like the web of life, unbroken. Through the seasons, may it sustain us in faith and unity. Blessed be. May this year bring you prosperity. May this year bring you health. May you enjoy the community of family and friends. Go in love, go in peace. Happy New Year.